Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And we're talking breast cancer now. We have the CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation on the line, Carol Renouf. Hello, Carol.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Carol. Very good. And now, listen, I understand that the National Breast Cancer Foundation was established in 1994 and $81 million has been awarded to fund over 300 Australian-based research projects. That's pretty extraordinary since launch, isn't it?
Yes, it's a good deal of heavy lifting that's got us there over the years. Mm. And of course, you know, fundraising is getting ever harder. Mm. But really, we were founded to try and make the most profound difference that we can through research in terms of changing the future for people with breast cancer. So that's our goal.
The statistics seem pretty horrific, though, even still. And I know so much has been done in the area of breast cancer, but isn't it something like 38 Australians are diagnosed each day and 8 are losing their battle? That still seems very high.
Yeah, look, it's interesting. You can kind of look at that, you know, either of two ways. So the mortality rates have come down extraordinarily in recent years, or whichever way you want to put it, the survivorship rates have gone up.
Yeah.
And they're amongst the best in the world now, in fact, in Australia. So the progress, you know, made in terms of what research has brought has been extraordinary.
So what are we doing differently, do you think, that has helped that research?
In Australia, I think it's been number one in terms of medical research generally, actually not just breast cancer. We do tend to punch above our weight, particularly in the sort of area of, you know, basic research and also new treatments, that type of thing. Mm. But it's also been, to give them their due, that we have a very good free government breast screening program. So our early detection rates have been very good.
Why are the stats so big with women getting breast cancer, though? Like, what do you put it down to?
I don't think anybody has one answer, but look, there's a number of issues. Obviously, two of the greatest risk factors are, number one, being a woman, and that's to do with our kind of hormonal makeup, and a lot of breast cancers are related to what's happening with the hormones, not all of them. And the second highest risk factor is age. So, you know, in a way, it's the curse of affluence that as we are living longer and longer, the chances of something going wrong in terms of the way our cells replicate increase. And that's basically what is at the root of cancer.
Mm. Now, early detection, of course, is important, but what should women be looking for?
Well, there's some very interesting studies, you know, that have come out in the last few years, really establishing much stronger links now than, you know, previously thought, much stronger correlations in a negative sense between breast cancer risk and consumption of alcohol. And obviously, I mean, you know, anything above very moderate consumption not that you can't have any. And on the positive correlation side, very strong links now being established around the protective effect that regular exercise and keeping to a good body weight can have.
Yeah.
And of course, we are seeing, nobody really knows the reason why, but we are starting to see an increasing incidence of breast cancer among younger women because it typically has been a disease of women aged 60 to 80. But you are now having, I think it's about 800 women under 40 reporting with it per year.
So in terms of the physicality of it, what should women be looking out for?
It's essentially a matter of monthly breast checks and, you know, in between any kind of change in appearance or texture or sort of feel of the breast.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, mind you, you know, we keep stressing women, but that applies to men too.
Yeah, well, actually, in terms of percentages, what is that with men in terms of getting breast cancer?
Yeah, it's about 100 men a year in Australia, so it's relatively small, but, you know, it obviously has, you know, a very big impact on them also.
Yeah. Look, Carol, it's great to have you on the show today, and thank you very much for highlighting this issue. So, yeah, we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.